Joan Davis Show. Poor Joan ain't got nobody. She's nobody's sweetheart now. Featuring the romantic singing of Andy Russell.
Amor, amor, amor.
With a great comedy cast including Verna Felton, Shirley Mitchell, the music of Paul Weston and his orchestra, and here's the star of our show, America's Queen of Comedy, Joan Davis.
Oh, no, no, please. Oh, Joan. Now, Joan, come over here now. Stop plumbing up the holes in that piccolo. The piccolo player will blow his brains out. Now, stop it now, Joan. Come over here, will you? Listen, Joan, I want to talk to you.
What do you want, Harry?
Well, Joan, listen, I just wanted to tell you that I saw you at Ciro's the other night, but you didn't seem to be having a very good time.
Well, I wasn't, Harry. All the men were making a terrific fuss over Lana Turner, and nobody paid any attention to me. Tell me, Harry, what have I got that she hasn't got?
Well, Joan, you mean, what has she got that you haven't got? You've got it backwards.
Well, maybe that's what's wrong. I got it backwards.
Swanville, USA. Tonight, the citizens of Swanville flock to the town opera house for the gala opening of the local opera season. The stage boxes reveal the answer to who's who in Swanville. But if you're looking for the answer to what's that in Swanville, you'll find her in...
Joanie's Tea Room. Joan Davis speaking. Oh, hello, Mrs. Alibo. Yeah, I know the opera opened tonight. I wish I could have gone. You know, when I was a young girl, I wanted to be an opera singer. I had a pretty good voice, too. I was able to hit high C. Why, once I even hit high E above high C. How did I do it? I was taking a shower, and I backed into the hot water pipe.
Say, Joanie.
Yeah?
Is Andy Russell coming back to the tea room after the opera tonight?
Oh, I think so, Harry. Gee, I was hoping Andy would take me instead of Barbara Weatherby. I gotta have a showdown with that girl.
Oh, well, now, stop kidding yourself, Joan. She'll never give him up.
Yeah, but maybe we can compromise and share Andy's company 50-50.
50-50?
Yeah, when I'm 50, she can have him. Hey, wait a minute. I'm getting the worst of that.
Listen, Joan, why don't you forget about Andy and think of me a little more? After all, you know how I feel about you.
How?
Well, I'm a man and you're a woman.
Oh, Harry, stop imagining things. Yeah, but no matter what you say, I just can't forget about Andy.
No, all right. Well, here's your showdown. Barbara's limousine just pulled up in front of the tea room, and she and Andy are getting out.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Miss Weatherby. Hi, Andy. Have a good time?
Oh, yes, it was wonderful.
What opera did you see, Babs?
Tristan and Isolde.
Oh, a double feature, huh?
Miss Davis, is there no limit to your stupidity? Oh, Mr. Von Zell, it's too bad you had to miss the opera. It was simply breathtaking, especially the Liebestod. Oh, Andy, will you ever forget that lovely strain? Milton Liza wie erlächelt, wie das Auge holt er öffnet.
Hey, Babs, when does your trial come up in Nuremberg?
Well, I'd better get back to the kitchen and get some work done. See you later, Barbara.
Hey, Joan. Hmm? Now that Andy's gone, I think this is a very good time to discuss that little matter with Miss Weatherby.
What little matter?
Well, Babs, we're both in love with the same person, and something's got to be done about it. So let me ask you a question. How would you feel about giving up Andy?
Well, let me ask you the same question. How would you feel about giving up Andy?
Let me ask you another question. How would Amos feel about giving up Andy?
Hey, girls, I hate to interfere in this, but I think the person to be considered first is Andy. I know because I was once in a similar position.
You were?
Yes, I was a young man, unattached, and two very beautiful women were constantly fighting over me. Well, I hope I've helped you with your problem, Miss Weatherby.
Well, not quite, Mr. Von Zell.
No.
Now, regarding Andy, Miss Davis, are you willing to face the issue?
I am. Issue?
Oh, please, Miss Davis. Now, I can offer Andy wealth, a career, social position. What can you offer him?
A year subscription to the Hobo News. They got funnies in there.
Oh, Miss Davis, stop postponing the inevitable and declare yourself. Are you going to give Andy up or are you not?
I are not. Issue?
Very well, then. I am forced to tell you. Andy and I are engaged to be married.
Married? Why didn't Andy tell me about this?
Well, we had promised to keep it a secret until Pater made the official announcement to the newspapers. There, Miss Davis, now you know.
Oh, gee, then it's true. Andy's gone out of my life forever.
Yeah, well, Joni, I guess I'm the only man you've got left now.
Oh, Harry, don't rub it in. Gee, where will I ever find another man like Andy Russell? A man with the voice of a bird, the strength of a lion, and the heart of a wolf.
Well, Miss Davis, have you tried Swanville 2734?
What's that, the Lonely Hearts Club?
The Lonely Hearts Club? Why, of course, the Lonely Hearts Club. How did you guess? Swanville 2734. Call it sometime, Miss Davis. Toodaloo. You can drive me home now, Robert. Oh, Robert, I just played the most wonderful trick on Miss Davis. I told her to telephone Swanville 2734. She thinks it's the Lonely Hearts Club, but it's really the Swanville Zoo. Of course, no normal person would call, but I can just picture Miss Davis picking up the phone and saying...
Operator, give me Swanville 2734.
Hello?
Hello, is this Swanville 2734?
Yes, it is.
Are you the man in charge?
Yes, I am.
What was that?
One of our wolves. We just got a new pack in today.
You get them in packs?
Yeah.
Well, that's really big business, ain't it? Have you got any good-looking ones?
Well, you know, sister, one wolf looks just like another. Some are red, some are white, some are gray.
Well, I don't want any of those old gray-haired ones. Have you got a young, tender one that looks like Andy Russell?
Look, sister, stop the kidding, will you? I'm busy. I gotta feed them now.
Feed them? Can't they eat by themselves?
No, they're much too wild for that.
Wow! Well, what do you feed them? Raw meat?
Of course.
See, how long has this been going on? When can I come out and see them?
Well, it's too late tonight, sister. They're all in the cages.
Cages? Hey, wait a minute. Is this the Swanville Lonely Hearts Club?
Lonely Hearts Club? Sister, this is the Swanville Zoo.
The zoo? Ew.
Hey, what's the matter, Joan?
Well, how do you like that Barbara Weatherby deliberately tricking me into calling up the zoo?
The zoo?
Yeah, the zoo. Zoo. Z-U-Z-U. Zuzu. What a dirty trick. That's what she does to me after she breaks the news to me that she's engaged to marry Andy Russell.
Who's engaged to marry Andy Russell?
Barbara Weather. Oh, it's a secret, Andy. I promise not to tell anybody.
Well, you'd better let me in on it because I know nothing about any engagement.
You mean you're not engaged to marry Barbara? You're not leaving me?
Of course not.
Oh, Andy, you've made me so happy. And now there's one question I want to ask you.
Yes?
That's the answer. Wait till I ask the question.
All right, then what's the question?
Will you sing to me?
Well, here's your answer.
I fooled you, didn't I?
As long as I live, you'll always be part of me. In the heart of me, as long as I live, as long as I love, I'll share it with you, my own.
and want to be loved by you.
Andy, I feel much better now, but I'm still going to get even with that Barbara Weatherby if it's the last thing I do. Boy, I'll think
it's... Miss Davis!
Uh-oh. It's Rosella Hipperton, the third.
Hi, Hippie.
Hello, Miss Davis and Mr. Russell and Mr. Von Zell. Hello!
Hello. Were you at the opera this evening, Rosella?
Oh, yes. I was in seventh heaven because they sang Tristan and Isolde.
Is that your favorite, Mrs. Hipperton?
Oh, yes. I just love the part that goes, Hamilton lies of the air late health, Vitas Archeholter Ufnet.
Well, it's pretty, but it'll never replace Chicory Chick.
Mr. Bonzel, what's the matter with Miss Davis tonight?
Well, Barbara Weatherby played a very dirty trick on her, Rosella. She had Joan call the zoo and told her it was the Lonely Hearts Club.
Yeah. That old chestnut. Why, we stopped playing that when I was a girl, fully 10 years ago.
10 years since you were a girl?
Yes. My, how time flies.
That ain't flying, that's jet propulsion.
I can understand Barbara Weatherby playing a trick like that. At times, she can be very malicious. Mm-hmm. Why, once she even stood in the way of her father remarrying.
She did?
Mm-hmm. Some years ago, Mr. Weatherby became infatuated with the French opera singer Madeleine Duval.
Madeleine Duval?
Madeleine Duval?
Yes.
Who is she?
Why, she sang the lead in the opera tonight.
Who? Madeleine Duval.
Madeleine Duval?
Yes.
Never heard of her.
Well, it's the same girl anyway. Anyhow, for years, Mr. Weatherby has been dying to meet her.
Who, Madeleine Duval?
Yes. But Barbara always stood in the way. She resents any woman who might possibly marry her father.
Oh, she does, huh? Mm-hmm. Say, I got an idea how I can get even.
Wait.
What are you going to do, Miss Davis?
You'll see, Andy. Say, Hippie, did you say that Mr. Weatherby has never met this opera star, Madeleine Duval?
Who's she?
What, you...
That's right. He always worshipped her from afar.
Oh, boy, I'm sure my idea will work. Now, if I could only get hold of a heavy veil somewhere. But gosh, all the stores are closed now.
Well, I have a lovely black veil at home, Miss Davis. If you could get someone to go with me and bring it back. Will you go, Harry?
Oh, well, really, Rosella, I still have some work to finish here. Oh, hey, Joan, here comes your brother-in-law, Serenus. How about sending him?
A good idea. Hello, Serenus.
Hello, Joanie. Glad to see me.
Well, I certainly am. Look, Serenus. Serenus, I want you to go with Mrs. Hipperton.
You mean steady?
No, of course not. I just want you to run an errand.
Can I walk? I'm tired. I've been working.
Working?
Yeah, you want to know where?
Certainly.
Well, ask me. Go ahead and ask me.
All right, where you been working?
At the Opera House. In the second act, I carried a spear.
No, Serenus, you really carried a spear? How did you manage to stay awake?
The man in back of me carried a spear, too.
Oh, I get the point.
So did I.
Well, never mind that, Serenus. Say, Hippie, before you go, can you tell me anything more about Madeline Duval?
Only that she has a decided French accent.
French accent?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Ooh, la, la. Serenus, you go with Mrs. Hipperton and get her black veil. Oh, I'll get even with Barbara Weatherby now. Hand me that telephone, Harry.
Joan, you mean you're going to try to fool Mr. Weatherby into thinking that
you're... Exactly. Tonight, Joshua P. Weatherby finally meets Madeline Duval.
Where is she? Where is she?
Well, Mr. Weatherby, you're all excited. Whom did you expect to see?
A lady in a black veil. She phoned me to meet her here.
Oh, she's over in the corner booth, Mr. Weatherby.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Russell. Oh, at last I meet you, the beautiful Mademoiselle Duval.
Merci, messy you. And you are...
I am Joshua P. Weatherby.
Joshua P. Jezebe.
No, Weatherby.
Oh, pardon, I have not been long enough in America.
Oh, well, je parle français très bien.
You speak French?
Oui.
Oh, pardon, I have not been long enough in France either. Monsieur Weatherby, could we have some tea?
Oh, Madeline, forgive my thoughtlessness. Garçon! Garçon!
What are you yelling for? Call the waiter.
Waiter! Waiter! Some tea. Pour la femme.
Just tea for me. Don't pour any la femme in it. It gets all over me. It's a mess.
Yes, mademoiselle. Here you are.
Merci. Oh, that waiter. He is very handsome.
Oh, Madeline, please. Please don't look at any other man. I'm so jealous, and I've waited so many years to ask you this question. Will you? Will you marry me?
Marry with you? But you have a daughter. No?
Oui.
Oui? I had nothing to do with it. But anyhow, before I marry with you, you must send her away and she must never return here again. Never, never.
Never?
No, never.
Well, Rita, Madeline, if you insist... Barbara, dear?
Yes, Peter?
I would like you to meet Mademoiselle Duval, your future mother.
Well, I'm very pleased to... My future mother?
Oui. But we will not see much of you, Barbara, dear. We are sending you away. Never to return. Never.
Never?
No, never. Nobody speaks the French in Swansburg.
Peter, is this woman speaking the truth?
Well, Barbara, you may as well know this. I love Mademoiselle Duval, and if she insists that you leave Swanville, you leave Swanville.
Leave Swanville?
Oui.
Leave my home?
Oui.
Leave Andy Russell?
Oui, 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 oui. Or as we say in my country, scramez-vous, it's the road.
Just a moment. What kind of French is that?
Free French.
Would you mind removing your veil, Mademoiselle Duval?
Remove the veil? In front of your father? Never. I mean, never.
Well, then I'll remove it for you.
Peek-a-boo.
Just as I thought.
Quiet, Miss Davis.
So, Miss Davis, this is your idea of a joke.
Well, it's no worse than calling the zoo.
Calling the zoo? What's this all about?
I can explain that, Mr. Weatherby. Barbara tricked Miss Davis into calling the Swanville Zoo and making a laughing stock of herself.
Is this true?
It certainly is, and she also deliberately lied to Joan and tried to make her believe that she and Andy were engaged to be married. Isn't that true, Miss Weatherby?
I have nothing to say.
Well, I have. Barbara, you're to go home immediately, and you're not to speak to anyone or leave the house for an entire week.
Oh, goody, goody. Oh, boy, Andy, now you can take me out every night this week.
Well, gee, Miss Davis, I'd like to, but every night this week I have to study for midterm examinations at the university.
Well, Well, that's Andy for you. He wants to do everything the hard way.
What do you mean, Joan?
Well, I offer him an education and he wants to go to college to get it.
We've got a few minutes left, so let's go down to Studio C and look in on that triple threat man, composer, actor, singer, Hoagy Carmichael. We're at the door, and it's the teenagers who make with the music, and Hoagy is about to sing...
Sleepy time, gal, you're turning night into day. Sleepy time, gal, you've danced the evening away. Before each silvery star fades out of sight, just give me one little kiss, then let us whisper goodnight. It's getting late, your pillow's waiting, sleepy time, gal. When all the dancing is through, yeah, I, sleepy time, gal, I'll build a cottage for you. You'll learn to cook and to sew. What's more, you'll love it, I know. When you're a stay-at-home, play-at-home, 8 o'clock, sleepy time, gal. Cook and a soul. What's more, you love it, I know. When you're a stay at home, play at home, 8 o'clock, sleepy time, gal. From the Rio Grande, but my legs ain't bowed and my cheeks ain't tan. I'm a cowboy who never saw a cow or never roped a steer, cause I don't know how, and I ain't a fixin' to start it now. Yippee-yi-yo-ki-yay, yippee-yi-yo-ki-yay. I'm an old cowhand from the Rio Grande, and I've learned to ride, for I learned to stand. I'm a riding fool who's up to date. I know every trail in the Lone Star State, cause I ride the range in a Ford V8. Yippee-yi-yo-ki-yay, yippee-yi-yo-ki-yay. Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. I'm packing my grip and I'm leaving today, cause I'm taking a trip California highway. I'm gonna settle down and never more roam, and make the San Fernando Valley my home. So I'm hitting a trail to the cow country. You can afford my mail, care of RFD.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.
Settle down and never more roam, and make the San Fernando Valley my home. Yes, home, home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. All day, all day, in my California home on the range.